Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'll be the blood preacher, Havoc. Cloudboy Darkness, fucking Ghetto G will be here shortly, and the nun of the nun of virginity, aka fucking Chris, still in here. But since we ain't got no listeners or callers, we just get going to a fucking track here. And I say we go with Buried Alive by Love by him.
much. If you like I do, there is a life I love. Thank you, time for I wait. Say no more, my soul to say.
I'm from home.
God. Desolation. Listeners, no callers, yet again. Time to stay a little bit more wicked. Y'all, here we go, my boy, Malachi Macabre, featuring Damien Zygos. Follow the crows.
Yeah.
Alright, y'all, we back. And up next, So Sick Social Club, Club So Sick.
We interrupt regular scheduled programming to bring you this breaking news. We take you live to Brian Bukkake in the downtown club district.
Thanks, Beef Green. There have been reports of a nightclub going up into a full blaze around 1:30 a.m. this morning. This tragic scene has claimed the lives of 200 of the city's biggest nightclub goers.
Just for the ones in the club who get shot. People on the side, yo, they know they don't belong. Skaters at the bar, getting nasty. Truckers in my car, rock kicks, come through in the snow. So sickly, yeah, we stabbed our way in. They carved an autograph in the dome man's skin. You buzz, we nuts, situations win-win. It's time to create the rocks with the black celebration.
Hollywood Undead. We are.
We'll be right back. know who this be. It's the Dark Preacher. About to murder me some mainstream music, you know what I'm saying? Tired all you bitches. So is your boy, motherfucking wannabe. Your music's nothing but a vagina. I'm a motherfucking axe coming straight to its forehead. Lop that bitch off.
I live underground and I bleed horrorcore. I never face the wicked and I am blood and gore. I love this job and I'll scream it to the world. I do it for the music, not these brute beasts and whores. Fuck any artist who does it for the shock. For the praise and the devil, get a bitch up on your cock. And after this, you might hate the fucking preach, but I ain't jumping on no bandwagon, sucking like a leech. I've been spitting wicked shit back since 94. Back before it had the name of fucking horrorcore. I see shit that make most rappers sick. I was ranked down and actually rolled with the click. I dissected animals when I was a kid. This ain't no bullshit, this is what I did. I spent 12 hours watching horror flicks a day. My 3-year-old son knows Jason's real name. And yeah, claim the hatchet and fuck you if you don't. You'll see me at the gathering screaming juggalo. I call it like I see it and I ain't seen shit. My music, my space don't make you no rapper kid. Blood, sweat, tears and rock and roll. The balls on the stage just say fuck all you hoes. 15, you ain't paid no dues kid. You think you have? Jump up in my mosh pit. It's time for the elite to rise up above and rule this whole industry with an iron glove. And all artists who pay your dues with your blood, the horror course for you, props and love.
This is real horror core. The blood is part of the gore. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Bang your head out of control. This is real horror core. The blood is part of the gore. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Bang your head out of control.
This is real horror. The gore's in my vein. Charles Manson couldn't understand my brain. I like to see these bitches tossing, screaming like a fiend. Shoot me in the face if I'm ever mainstream. This is for the slaughterers and all the sigmatics. This is for the killers and all the sex addicts. This is for the maniacs who have me stun the hatchet. To all the bitches who keep me hard and anti-plastic. I'll keep an answer bigot and I'm known to slap a bitch. Cut off her nipples and I'll fuck her with a fist. I'll keep it underground till the day that I die. I'll grab the butcher knife and slash left to right. I'll cut a bitch's arm off and fuck her in the ass. And grab a 7-limb and give that ass a fucking smack. I love these blonde bitches who talk like a
okay.
I'll introduce you to my ex, I call her Sarah Jane. I won't quit till I'm a horror urban legend and get it right. Cause I'm the preacher, not the reverend. You think you can do this? Well, look at my crowd. They motion like fuck and they rock it to the sound. To all these fakes, well, you think you're at my level. You're rapping off beat, let me pin you with the shovel. You look like a bitch for stepping in my game. Advice, quit now, no one knows your fucking name. Horrorcore, say that shit 5 times. I'll be right behind you in a bloody dripping slime. Stick with the wicked, cause I'm the way to death. I'll keep your head banging, heart thumping in your chest.
This is real horrorcore, the blood is part of the gore. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Bang your head out of control. This is real horrorcore, the blood is part of the gore. Drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Bang your head out of control. This is real horrorcore, the blood is part of the
gore. Rose, the Follow One, Dell, and the MC Monster.
Welcome to the beast.
I thought I told you I'm a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster. Understand me, I just a fan, think we can, we not. You are fucking with a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster.
Motherfucker, I'm a monster like Godzilla or King Kong. I'll crush your balls to dust as if I was playing ping pong. Anybody home, I'm ringing neck like ding dong. I wanna see a mosh pit, this ain't a fucking sing along. I wanna see a fist pumping hard, I'm on drunk knees. I'll kick your ass, it's like I'm on a soccer team. You family down, you a family down. You getting in my face, so I'm a bust around my cloud. Loud. I wanna see a headbang. I wanna see some brain pain.
get out of my way, I got some extreme road rage. I blow through your town and leave 100 toe tags. I'm coming at you grown, angry and gritty. Raised in the Bay, that's San Francisco City. Don't pity me, man, when shitty hitting the fan. I got a stand for fans, record the shit in a minute, babe.
I'm a monster, and I can't be stopped. I got a plan that just can't be stopped. Motherfucker, I'm a monster.
You see me coming through, you better just get to running. You piss me off so much, you thought I was gonna do nothing. Then you don't even know me, you're just acting. You're at the Oscars and wanting people to start clapping. Riddled with mental illness, I blame them for the killings. These dramatic horror thrillers is the only thing I'm filming. The message that I'm delivering has got you in penicillin. See my brain's a little twisted, it's slipping on every minute. Yeah, chronically insane and a little fucking deranged. I'm a danger and a threat to everyone in the way. Got you breaking out of sweats and every word that I say. Thought that I was just a gimmick, you changed your mind right away. See, I'm sicker than demonic, so so much iller than vomit. I'll set a car on fire just to throw you on the bonnet. It's the up and coming devil that's rhyming with fallen angels. We gon' do this shit forever, we more than complete strangers.
Demon, man, you know what I'm saying? What makes me a demon?
Demon.
That's lust. I'm girl crazy. And that's why I couldn't keep my wife. You know what I'm saying? And that's the lust demon lives within me. And but my heart, love big, you know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of demons come to my show as well as angels. You know what I'm saying? A lot of demons, 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 a lot of demons.
The reason I slang, distributed the cane. The reason I'm super soaking in the pain and starting to love it.
It's wanting to give me way more of it. They want me to lug it through the mud, and thus the reason with happy people I'm disgusted. I'm talking about those things that make you do bad things. Living the evil up in the fast lane, making me wanna have a wicked persona, beating the hell up out of people, making me mad, man. Gave me the gun when I ran up in Dillon's in ninth grade with a slight rage. I'm a ice age. Another reason Tekadina won't have any light days. Voted me the king of darkness. Voted me to be really heartless. All up in my spirit, they march. They making me start sparking at the targets. Woke up today, I was steaming. Cause when I found out, I was not dreaming. Because the hope that influenced me the most was a goddamn demon. Demon, demon.
So we can't do it just yet.
Oh, yeah? He lost services this afternoon?
I don't know. I mean, you know, isn't he still doing the pushers or something like that?
I don't know. Fagboy was sitting on fucking Facebook this afternoon.
Hmm. I have no clue.
mean, why else would I be talking about sacrificing Chris in the middle of the afternoon?
True.
Mainly for the fact that he's an idiot and I couldn't fucking sleep. So I just decided to fucking say I want to kill him because he kept trying to make me look like a dumbass or something just because I didn't use apostrophes or something. So he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, by the way, did you know that Trent Beretta is now a part of TNA?
Who the fuck is that?
Well, man, Trent Beretta. That dude that came in, like fucking Edge and shit like that.
Nope.
Or not Edge, he's part of the Dude Busters. Whatever the fuck they were.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was the name of his tag team, the Dude Busters.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, it was like back in from like 2009 to 2010. Back in the WWE.
What are they, them gay ass dudes that came out all oiled up or some shit?
No, that was two different gay dudes.
Then I have no idea who the hell these gay dudes are.
Well, apparently, I didn't even recognize him until, you know, the fucking crowd started chanting. Because he came into, like, TNA on a different name. He comes out, the entire fucking crowd starts chanting, Trent Beretta.
Yeah, that's
the funny thing is, every single motherfucker in TNA, like every crowd, like every fan was doing the Daniel Bryan chant.
Why?
So I don't know, because I guess somebody came out and just started going, yes, and actually doing the fucking move that he does.
Wow. They're completely trying to be WWE.
And man, I could have sworn. I saw someone trying. They're doing the fucking Fandango.
Probably did. Although I gotta say that world title match was the worst title match I've ever seen in my life.
What, on TNA?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, and at least it's funny because of the fact Chris kept saying.
Wait. Did you just agree with me that it was the worst title match ever?
I mean, it wasn't the worst. I mean,
no. No, it was bad. All he did was kick him. He fell down, got back up, kicked him. He fell back down, and he took his fucking boot off. And that's all he did the entire fucking match.
And then at the end, he ended up hitting Bully Ray with his own hammer.
Well, yeah. I mean, after all that gay shit in the entire match, I sure hope that dude would have won.
But it's funny because the fact Chris kept saying, Hulk Hogan was trying to work himself up for one more match to face Bubba Ray Dudley for the fucking title.
You realize Chris is full of shit, right?
Yeah.
Don't ever believe what the hell he's talking about. Remember, he doesn't even watch the damn shit, so why would he know?
Exactly. He apparently reads it like three weeks in advance.
Well, he ain't reading the right shit then.
Hell nah.
You know,
I mean, Don's, I
he may take all these classes and be in college and shit, but he's dumb as fuck.
Yes, he is. Like I said, I don't know, I mean, come on, he calls himself a wrestling fan, but yet he reads everything instead of watching it. Actually, sitting down and watching.
Well, I would like to point out that he's also a Tech N9ne fan. But you see how much he cares about that, too.
True. Very true.
He came in as a big Tech N9ne fan and a big wrestling fan, and neither one is standing up to be true.
I agree.
The other day, or not the other day, Monday to be exact, I was talking to him and shit. And after all the shit that he said, man, I came to the conclusion that he's a, like, what do they call, a fair weather fan. You know what I mean? Like, he's only four people that win.
He's an idiot.
Like, remember, he was real big in Mark Henry shit, you know? Like, yeah, Mark Henry, Mark. And then he lost, and now he fucking hates him.
Yeah. And he was all big on fucking getting fucking CM Punk and Paul Heyman, and now they're not together. He don't really give two shits about CM Punk or Paul Heyman.
Yeah, see?
I don't know, man. I mean, I'll be honest, yeah, he could watch only Raw, but you know what? The way I look at it, just by watching Raw, you can't really, and especially the fact, you know, he just came into it, like, what, 2003?
That's it.
2004
damn.
Or something like that. But, can't really call him a true wrestling fan if he hasn't actually been here since he actually watched it from the beginning.
Well, I mean, you could be a wrestling fan, but, like, he just likes winners. He probably does that in every sport.
Yeah, and funny enough, like, the only shit he watches is Raw. I mean, come on. He makes a big deal about the fucking stables going on with fucking TNA. Yeah, they got stables. Well, come
still
on. I mean, seriously, come on. And if you're going to stop watching fucking TNA just because of the fucking stables, that's kind of fucking game retarded.
Well, TNA is gay and retarded, but, you know, whatever.
Well, you got to admit, TNA does have their moments where, you know, like, where they have good matches.
And that world title match was not one of them.
Nah, but the whole fuck, but, you know, the, fucking triple threat matches they had all night, but those were pretty good.
The triple threat matches. What was that one? What the hell was that dude's name? Rubik's.
Yep.
Fucking named after a Rubik's Cube. Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Actually, today, which means you might have seen Trent Bird, that dude looked with, like, the fucking green fucking looking Titan shit.
The dude that won?
Yeah.
Yeah, no idea who the hell that was.
Yeah, that's Trent Bird. He's to be part of the WWE. And then,
well, see,
you know,
that I would have never known that.
I just think it's funny how fucking, when people come into the fucking into the TNA under a whole different name, people should start changing out their names from the WWE.
Man, TNA, man, they're all for the money, man. Just like WWE, they charge out their ass even during a sale.
But I want to see the fucking new F Division title.
So what the fuck was that shit anyway? Was that TNA or was that like a pay-per-view?
It was like a pay-per-view, but it was Destination X, but this time it was free on, you know, like online and shit. Well, on TV.
It was on TV.
Yeah, no. I mean, they just had to do something different. And I guess next week, the winners of all three of those matches are going to face off in Ultimate X.
No, fuck that shit.
So, Ultimate
Wait,
X will be a...
Hold on. They go to Destination X? To Ultimate X?
Well, Destination X is normally a pay-per-view, but I mean...
I'm just saying, man, X, is everything end in X? What the fuck?
Well, Destination X is mainly supposed to be pretty much like all... Like all X Division and stuff. But, I don't know, man. I mean, you know what? Honestly, you know, at least TNA actually focuses more on, you know, we call them differently, the cruiserweights than the WWE ever did.
That's only because that's mainly the whole roster.
Yeah.
And then you got the couple heavyweight people in there that never do anything.
But honestly, yo, like, I think if anyone, if, you know, like, if I could see anyone jumping from TNA to WWE actually making it, I'd have to say AJ Styles.
Nah, fuck that. Nobody wants AJ Styles in WWE.
Either him or Samoa Joe.
Fuck you, AJ.
But, I mean, if Samoa Joe was to come into the WWE, who, you know, like, who, like, you know, like, who would you like to see him face?
Fucking no. He's a big fat guy. There ain't no big fat guys in WWE.
Well, Mark Henry. Big Show.
Come on. That doesn't really count. Come on.
Oh, yeah, by the way, the Big Show's coming back on Monday.
Oh, my God. No one cares.
Yeah, they announced it on SmackDown tonight.
So who the hell did RVD face tonight?
He faced... What the fuck is his name? Darren Young.
Oh, so he definitely won that match.
Yep.
All I saw was Ryback beat up Chris Jericho.
But let's see, and I know Randy Orton beat Alberto Del Rio.
I don't even care about that match. I wasn't even gonna watch that. Tired of seeing that same old shit.
Let's see, you also had Big E, you know, going to almost make out with fucking AJ. But
oh, no,
running.
Fuck that shit.
No. He was going to, and then kissed her on the forehead. And then fucking walked away, like, with a fucking dumbass look on his face.
Oh, God, man, they better not start making out, man. Fuck that shit.
Dolph Ziggler came out. I forgot who he faced. There was somebody.
So what, is he going to face Big E at SummerSlam?
Probably. Let's see.
I don't know. I like that Damian Sandow is going to beat up Cody Rhodes. So when that match goes down, fuck Cody Rhodes. I hate that dude. Never liked that dude.
Oh, yeah. By the way, they finally figured out how Doink the Clown died, the original.
And how's that?
Accidental drug overdose. He had both morphine and hydrocodone in his system.
Oh, come on, man. All these damn wrestlers fucking killed themselves.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on with these people.
That's what happened to fucking Eddie Guerrero, too.
Yep. And Crash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He died, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stopped in rehab.
What the hell killed Ultimate Warrior?
I don't know. Maybe Ultimate Warrior.
He killed himself? Because
yeah,
I would
he
think
himself.
I would think he was. Yeah, the fake one. Yeah, the fake one could live. Yes. No, I mean, he was always hyped up and shit, man. He was definitely on some type of drugs. So.
First, it is to figure out which one. So I type in the Ultimate
Probably
Warrior and I get.
The original one, the one way back there.
One that was like 54?
54.
1954. Nah, man, he's like 54 years old. That's exactly
what
I felt.
I was about to say, man. Fucking wrestling wasn't really happening around 1954. Like, what the fuck?
I'm trying to figure out which one died, because I type it in and you get all the fun, you get like every Ultimate Warrior that ever pop up.
First, you got to figure out what his real name is.
Exactly.
I think the Ultimate Warrior should have been in the last game.
I don't think the Ultimate Warrior died.
Yes, he did in the
still
first
alive.
One. He died once, and then somebody else came back as him.
Let's see here.
Although Ultimate Warrior had the worst finishing moves, but that's besides the point. Back in the day, they used to get beat off of a leg drop or a body splash. Now, nowadays, they do little better moves, I guess.
Fucking nowadays, they get beat off of a goddamn bulldog, a.k.a. fucking Dean Ambrose.
Speaking of him, man, what's his face? Curtis Axel pretty much stole his finishing move.
Yeah, I know.
So what the fuck?
You gotta love it. The Nexus stealing off the Nexus.
Like, Dean Ambrose wasn't in the Nexus.
No, but the Shield almost went to Nexus.
If Chris was here, he would say, "It's like the NWO."
Yeah, for some reason he's, I don't know what the fuck is fucking going on in his head. He thinks the fucking TNA is trying to rip off the NWO.
He says that about every team.
Well, then again, he can't count either.
Well, is that so?
Because of the fact there's only like 8-7 people in fucking Aces and Aces, he counts 30.
Well, at one point there were a shit ton of them. And
yeah.
None of them were black guys, but you know, you see how that worked out.
Yeah.
And now they lost Doc, so he doesn't come out, so he's out of it.
Yep. Doc will probably come back to the WWE.
What, for the third time?
Yep. Come back to the Straight Edge Society, run out and help his butt buddy, CM Punk.
That's the last thing we need. And it just wouldn't be the same since, you know, CM Punk is bald now, too. So.
Yeah, and looking like fucking Wolverine.
Yeah.
Oh, man, fucking, I can just see it now, fucking Luke Doc comes running down the fucking ramp. And instead of CM Punk getting F5, it's Doc getting F5.
Yeah, I want to see Brock Lesnar beat the hell out of CM Punk. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I do too.
Again, anyway, I should say.
But, looks like Doc has left TNA for good.
But them releasing Tara was a big mistake.
And them releasing Taylor Hendricks was a mistake.
Well, she wasn't even much in anything, so it doesn't really matter.
No, but she looked good and she has a big old titty.
I'm saying Tara got, like, the best ass in fucking wrestling, man. Like, and you got rid of her. Bring her back to WWE. Shit.
Yeah, do it up.
Fucking bring back Test Marker, too. Shit.
Man, TNA's going to work because, man, that's starting to lose people a lot.
Shit, give us Matt Morgan, too, since he's gone.
Man, what the fuck ever happened to Matt Morgan?
He's gone.
Yeah, we saw him once. And all he did was talk, talk, talk. And he's gone.
That's all anybody does anymore is talk. No longer our wrestling industry.
Nope. It's a talk show industry.
Yeah. They talk for about 2 hours.
Yeah. You know, I think one of these days, just for the hell of things, I would love to see him fucking turn off Michael's microphone and see if he notices.
Did you just say you're going to turn off Michael Cole's microphone?
Man, I would love to do that. I would absolutely love to do that.
Is that what you just said, though?
Nah, what I said was I would love to see him turn off his microphone and see if he ever notices it.
He probably wouldn't.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a lot better.
Although JBO would probably be happy.
Yeah. And Jerry King Waller.
Well, I mean, as in like SmackDown. Where the king is not there.
Well, yeah. But unfortunately, Vicky Guerrero is.
Yeah, all that useless shit that they put on just to keep her.
Yep. But man, you know I can't stand the ugly bitch. It was funny. It was just funny to see her fucking slap the shit off fucking Brad Maddox.
Man, everybody beats that dude up.
But you know what's sad when you're getting your ass beat by fucking Vicky Guerrero. I mean, come on. All you gotta do is just fucking poke the bitch and she'd fall down screaming out.
Oh, God, you got that bitch back on SmackDown, so you should probably bring back Michelle McCool.
And I hope she does.
Because that was her big thing on SmackDown. Lay cool.
Yeah, but I think Michelle's having too much fun being married to Undertaker.
Yeah, oh baby, you had one big match this year. You're done. So what do you want to do now?
Oh baby, listen, let's go pick out your tombstone.
Right? Like, what the fuck? They should just make the call and bring the ministry back.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, the Wyatt family will be out there, and then the lights go out, and then the ministry shows up.
You know, it's funny how Christian didn't even realize what the fuck Bray Wyatt meant from when he said, well, Kane, follow the fucking...
Buzzards?
Yeah. I mean, come on. I even figured that one out. It means Kane's gonna join the Wyatt family. Chris goes, I had no clue he meant by that.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Bray Wyatt.
The only way for them, Bray Wyatt and the Lester Wyatt family took out Kane is because of the fact they want to bring Kane into the Wyatt family.
He doesn't have a beard, though.
No, but they're pretty much trying to bring Kane back to the darker side which he used to be.
Well, then they're going to have to do a whole lot of work with that one.
Yeah, first off, fucking tell them to stop hugging people.
Bring the old mask back.
Yeah. And, I don't know, bring back the fucking voice box thing.
Well, he can't do that anymore. We know that he can talk.
Yeah. The WWE ruined that one.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I mean, come on. He was fucking better when he had the voice box because, in fact, he whooped ass a hell of a lot more. He didn't show emotion. He just fucking knocked the shit. He just fucking kicked people's asses.
Yeah, then it became the PG era.
Yeah, and they had him start talking. Say, yo, Brian, give me a hug.
Well, before that, they had him take his mask off, and he was bald for a while.
Man, yo, today at work, yo, I swear I saw this one lady. Yo, it looked like she came out of a fucking horror movie. She was that ugly.
Jeez, man, do you ever see any decent-looking people coming in there? Jeez.
Sometimes I do, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a few chicks that come in there that fucking look good as all fuck.
But you said this chick looks ugly as fuck. Last time you said his damn hooker came in or some shit.
Yeah, man, this chick that looks like a fucking hooker came in.
Yeah,
so like,
I just figured all the ugly people came to your store.
No. I mean, there's a few good-looking chicks that come in.
Well, we don't ever hear about them.
It's this one chick, Paloma, that works for me. Yo, she's fucking gorgeous as fucking hell.
Paloma? What the fuck?
Yeah, she's from, like, Brazil or something like that.
You can't talk to her. She speaks English.
Well, she does.
Oh, sure, you could deal with her, but you can't deal with a Spanish chick.
Hey, what if one of these days I might actually have her send me that? Sit down and actually have her teach me how to speak Spanish. The proper way.
Yeah, that'll be a real treat.
Yeah. Learning Spanish from an actual Spanish person, not from a teacher.
That'll be like people trying to teach old people how to use cell phones.
That'd be like Chris trying to figure out how to use his brain.
That'll never happen. Chris Logic.
Chris Logic never would never ever fucking work ever for him.
I have signal only in the afternoon. But when it's time to do something that I help run, I don't have service for a whole week.
Exactly. Then I'm going off to the big college, the big boy college.
It's time to put on his big boy pants.
Yeah, I bet you when he gets there, he'll get raped by his fucking roommates.
Hide your cats, hide your dogs. Chris.
Yep. I bet you in the first trick he's gonna hook up when he gets there is gonna be a fucking fat, ugly bitch.
Man, you wish he'd hook up. You wish. Man, you give them the benefit of the doubt, but I don't see anything like that happening.
That's true.
I see him being a bookworm, not doing anything.
I see him being a virgin until he dies.
Damn. Well, that was right to the point. poor Chris.
I mean, come on. Motherfucker had a chance to get laid. Yeah, the bitch had fucking herpes.
Come on, man. You can't even bring out one, though. That was the only opportunity.
Exactly.
You don't take that kind of opportunity, though.
Yeah, well, maybe he should have.
Why? So then he could have fucking herpes, too? He gets that gift that keeps on giving.
Well, at least he could finally say he got laid.
And now that his dick's barred off. Yeah. It would have been a hell of a time.
Man, just slap a condom on, maybe some saran wrap.
Did you just say slap a leprechaun on?
I said a condom, but sure.
Man, swear to God, you said a leprechaun.
Well, that would probably be the best protection of them all. Instead of his being burned off, he'd be the leprechaun.
I'm magically bliss.
He got the variety pack.
Yeah, the leprechaun, the yeti, the Bigfoot, and the dog face bitch.
Oh, I thought we were naming serial characters, but they weren't sounding familiar. It's like, where the fuck is Bigfoot at?
And you can't see him.
Yeah. That Cookie Crisp dog.
Speaking with you, yo, they got some new cereal now too. Hershey's cookies and cream bars. Yeah, they turned into a cereal. They turned into a cereal.
Silly Chris, Dexter for chicks.
Yeah. A pussy's not for Chris.
So did you see that Tech N9ne dropped another song off of his new CD?
10 days away from the release. What the fuck's the matter with him?
I don't know.
So, did you check out that video I put on there? I showed you a page.
Yes, I watched the little V video.
Hell yeah, that shit's dope.
It was interesting.
I think Lil V's the one I know that actually fucking rocked the goddamn fucking WWE title during her fucking video.
It's because nobody else wants to buy that.
I would. If I had the money for it.
Man, they fucking selling replicas on fucking WWE.com for like $300 and shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, really?
I mean, I could understand if it was like, you know, the real thing, it was like autographed by someone.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Whatever, get the fuck out of here. It's not even signed. Fuck that. I mean, come on. I got a record belt signed by Edge, and I only paid like $40 for this shit.
You probably could have bought that same belt at like Walmart for like $20.
Probably could have, but I got this shit off of eBay. Like, I got $40 and shit autographed by Edge. Might as well fucking take it.
I guess I was only a fan of Edge when he was in the Brood, and then the whole Edge and Christian thing. But then after that, he was just a douchebag.
Of course, does he think fucking Christian will ever fucking retire? One more match.
Nobody wants to see Christian, man. Annoying as hell. They let him win. And then they took it right away from them. You see how much they want them there?
and then they put them out
with an injury for like fucking year.
Yeah, and he's already compete for like fucking 6 months.
Yeah, so just get rid of him. Get rid of Edge. Get rid of him.
Exactly, make them off. I mean, if Edge was able to, you know, compete still and able to bring back Gangrel and bring back the Brood, that'd be different.
All these dope things they could do, but they will never do.
I mean, that's my question. Exactly, how would the Brood fit in for a fucking PG era?
Well, they definitely can't do bloodbaths, that's for sure.
Exactly my point. And Gangrel can't come down with a fucking gaunt, his fucking chalice full of fucking blood and spit it at people.
Why not, man? That's on the WWE 13.
Anyway, it's not PG, you know.
But it's on the game, though, man. Kids are seeing it on the video game. Why can't they see it on the real shit?
They just need to bring back that entire fucking... They just need to get rid of the fucking PG era completely and bring back the Attitude Era.
Well, we gotta relive that in the video games now.
Yeah.
It's the only place we'll see that shit.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We see all these pictures of fucking little kids being like, I'll put the Attitude Era, WWE 13 style.
Like, what was it? I saw that picture of, you know, that Ultimate Warrior, well, quote, Ultimate Warrior, advertising that he's going to be on the video game. And then somebody leaving in the comments saying that Sting was the Ultimate Warrior.
Man, that would have been funny as all.
Mainly just because in that commercial, the way dude looks, he kind of looks like the old school Sting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the short blonde hair, you know, that kind of makeup on.
Now people think Sting was the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, fucking people are idiots. Or like this one page, this person posted up a picture of this chick with her hat down. They're like, do you know this person? And the hat says WrestleMania, New Jersey, New York, or whatever on it. And somebody guessed Kelly. I was like, really, that's your guess? But I guess Summer Rae, because you couldn't see the face or whatever, you know, but, you know, just tell by the hat who was around at that time. But I got it right, though, so, because I'm the shit.
Hey, come on, man. Fucking think about it. You got people who think Mason Ryan is Batista.
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, come on, they look nothing alike. Fucking Mason Ryan, if you remember, he has an accent, an English accent, British, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And Batista is just Batista.
Yeah, Batista's a whiny little bitch.
Yeah. I bet you he's still fucking whining, even in fucking MMA.
I quit.
Yeah, but I still haven't been able to find anything about fucking Ultimate Warrior dying.
Still looking for it.
But all I found was Ultimate Warrior, retired American professional wrestler.
I see.
Who has wrestled under the name The Ultimate Warrior, Warrior and Dingo Warrior. But I have not seen anything about him dying. I'm wondering if he died or what.
But you should play that Dirty White Boys track I put up on the soundboard a few days ago.
We can do that. EWB. Get up to it. Go down to it.
It's the Dirty White Boys. This for all them crackers out there that keep it gully, bro. Rest in peace to my firecracker Trey Styles. Let's get on.
We the white boys. Some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dough.
Now where my crackers at?
In the club getting thrown.
So where my crackers at?
Dodging bags with the phone.
Now where my crackers at?
Keep it good, here we go.
Don't light me up, I blow up in your face. Nine in your mouth and you feel the taste. And then boom, boom, blood leaking out your face. Blood the taste, blood out your mouth. Bet they gon' have no case, cause I ain't gon' leave a trace. I throw the pistol in the lake and leave you dead in your place. Come and take a ride with me. Ain't nobody in the clique living they life safely. Got the guns on safety, so give me your money, my life to go safely. We the Dirty White Boys, won't kill your ass on accident. I preach your mind, say this is blasphemous, but I'm just gonna keep whacking it. I'm a white boy, some call us off, some blow your head off with a sawed off. This is for the white boy doing their thing, moving heavyweight like I'm on the deal of cocaine. But it seems no way to life, I wanna live for the rest of my life. No, not me, but I still knock your ass out. Take your bitch and give me some pussy. And for that fuck ass bitch, you put me in cuffs. Dog, please, you got back with 10 keys and the police let you out on day 3. You got these hits out on your ass. Dog, I ain't lying. I'm a firecracker with a firecracker that'll leave your mama crying.
We some white boys. Some call us crackers. Down south white boys call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging. So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dope.
Now where my crackers at?
In the club getting thrown.
So where my crackers at?
Dodging bags with your phone.
Now where my crackers at?
Keep it good and here we go.
Nope, we ain't ever scared, but we like to break bread. We them crackers trapping steady, stacking Benjamin. So get in the bin, bitch, I gotta hit this lick. Find they booze by the bridge, switch whips, and that's it. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets. It's not my color, it's culture. I'm in these streets with vultures, that's why I never hesitate. Don't let my firecracker talk to me. I thought I told you what, I ain't never had shit. Forget a groupie, I keep me a bad bitch. My M.O. is to get dough. Now what you said, break bread, tell the cracker get dough. Yeah, no shit, you better call somebody. I probably got enough product to fill all my pockets.
We some white boys, some call us crackers. Down south white boys, call us firecrackers. We in the shit of hundreds and our paper stacking. We got them haters running when they see what we banging.
So where my crackers at?
In the streets getting dope.
cause I ain't no punk. If I on the jack like a fucked up drunk. Keep it with the back, keep it good. Can't this light don't start to flutter. If you get jumpy, better rub a cup. I'm a dirty white boy, and I run this month. Dirty one, living hard, the definition of good living. I make my money like a corner stove, posted up, and I ain't forgiving. If you want a refund, better ask your man, cause them dirty boys don't play. Around my way, you'll catch the K, and right there is where you'll lay.
We the white boys.
Apparently something happened to Lita.
What do you mean something happened to Lita?
Apparently something happened to Lita.
Well, what happened to her?
No idea. Someone posted up on, I guess, Twitter or something like that. Or on her Facebook. After Rock Band 7 Seconds posted on her on their wall late Thursday night that something shitty and difficult happened to her apparently, but they haven't mentioned anything about what happened.
Damn.
Let's see what we can find out. Now this is the type of shit Chris should look up. Not matches.
But he wants to know, so he can spoil it for everyone else.
Well, he's an idiot. And should be smacked upside the head and stabbed repeatedly.
Yes. Over and over again.
Yep. Apparently, he hurt me. Apparently, Lita and CM Punk are back together again.
I see.
As of September 2012.
So how you feel about that controversy going on with the Boston Bomber being on Rolling Stones? Or Rolling Stone, I mean. They got the cover, man. You don't care about that?
Man, I don't even read the fucking Rolling Stones.
But I'll say it, man. Dude straight up blew people up and they put them on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, though.
Like, why did anybody think that was a good idea?
I don't know.
I didn't know anything about this until I saw it this morning. I was like, why the hell does that dude get a fucking Rolling Stone cover?
Who knows?
But apparently that was the big controversy, man. Everybody's all pissed about that.
Well.
Well, you should care. You're somewhat close to that area.
Yeah, you see how much I care?
Yeah, a whole lot.
Hey, I mean, dumbasses want to put him up on that. Oh, fuck. I think Chris misread something there, because apparently it's Sandman from ECW is wanted by fucking the Delaware County, Philadelphia Sheriff's Office.
And who would he say was wanted?
Ric Flair.
How do you screw that up?
I have no clue.
Yeah, that sounds more realistic then.
Hey, because ECW original, the Sandman, James Fullington, is apparently wanted by the Delaware County, Philadelphia Sheriff's Office for failure to pay $8,017.84 in child support. The photo below is of a most wanted list with his photo and details. But the fact that they put him on the most wanted list, what the fuck?
I don't know how you screw that up, though.
I have no clue.
He truly is a dumbass.
But it's just funny that, you know, that they're after fucking Sandman, though. And funny, even funnier thing is, fuck you. I didn't want to be switched over to another fucking Facebook and shit like that. Fuck out of here.
The fuck?
No, the funny thing is, they even give you his fucking address and everything too. On this, on the fucking most wanted list shit.
Well, they want you to find him.
I'll find him, all right. I get an autograph. I ain't turning him in, man. Fuck that. If I'm gonna find him, as he gets some port, man, I'm getting me an autograph.
We'll go see him and we'll take Chris with us so he can get a Singapore cane to the face.
They should definitely bring fucking Sandman into the WWE again.
Yeah, he pretty much started the whole coming through the crowd shit.
Yeah. I see. This is what Chris read about Flair. Chris Flair's ex-wife Jacqueline Bean turned herself into police earlier today at the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office. As noted earlier, Bean was issued an arrest warrant for making harassing phone calls to Flair's current girlfriend. How the fuck do you screw that up? How the fuck do you confuse child support or money? I mean, what?
Man, he twisted both of those stories around. all in the one story.
Oh, man. I don't even know how to fucking manage that one.
God, he's such a fucking moron.
Oh, wait, everybody, here we go. We're clear comments on the arrest warrant. Here we go. Here's another one. Here's what I got to say. Ah, so you see? We're clear issued the following comments to the Charlotte Observer regarding the arrest warrant issued due to his failure to pay $32,000. How much did he say?
I don't even remember.
Did he say something like $32 million or something like that? Or $50 cents? Let's see. It's also support to his ex-wife Jacqueline Beans. He told the paper, the reason I didn't pay my ex-wife $32,000 is because my son died, and I was in the hospital for a month. I was in the hospital for a month with a blood clot. I didn't go to work for 3 months. Flair also commented on Beams having to turn herself into the police after being charged with harassing Flair's new girlfriend, Wendy Kidder. My girlfriend, Wendy Kidder, is the mother of four, and she has 50 texts and 5 phone voicemails from my ex-wife. They didn't give Wendy a warrant for arrest without looking at all that stuff.
Wait, he got a girlfriend now that got 4 kids?
Yeah.
Damn.
Chris doesn't really know how to read too well. How the fuck did he get into college?
He can't count, he can't see, he can't read, no common sense.
Yeah, he's gonna fail in college.
Man, he's just failing at life.
Pretty much. This is 2018. Let's see. Man, that's even funnier. That's even more funny. The fact that Jeff Hardy's in TNA, and yet he's been added to the fucking WWE alumni section. But back to the moron.
Back to the moron.
I don't even know what to say about him at the time. Just the fact that he's an idiot.
Yeah. And there's really not much more to say.
He freaks out about a fucking small thing like a goddamn apostrophe. Or whatever the fuck.
That's because he was trying to be funny and just trying to be like, ooh, you did something wrong. That didn't even faze me, the fact that, like, that I put the wrong word at one point, and then I saw that I put the wrong word, I was like, fuck. That's where I actually failed on something. Not that goddamn apostrophe bullshit. At least I used the right your.
Then I told him
that was my big ass fingers on the small keyboard. He was like, use whatever excuse you need. I was like, alright, I blame your mama.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's like, it's your. I was like, no, it's yo.
Man, how the fuck is it Brock Lesnar's got one of the fucking sexiest divas in the fucking industry as his wife?
Who's that?
Sable.
He's married to Sable?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
See, TMZ had an article up on how Brock Lesnar and his wife Sable ate at the Fresco restaurant in Montclair, New Jersey after Monday's Raw, racking up a $500 plus bill, leaving a gorgeous tip to the workers who stayed past closing time to help them. TMZ reported the couple shared a high tuna with asparagus and margarita pizza. There we go. Lesnar demolished a chicken parm with triple extra chicken, a full bowl of pappardelle, bologna, and a slice of cheesecakes. I think that's probably the point how they said that they put demolished.
Yeah, because he probably fucking scorped it down like Ryback.
But you know, that's how much that. You know, I don't care what fucking Chris says, but that's a match I want to see. Ryback versus Brock Lesnar.
Well, not at RVD's back. I want to see RVD versus Ryback.
Okay, fine. And then Lesnar versus Big E.
No, nobody wants to see that.
Okay, fine. Lesnar.
Big E's just... It's not big enough to do anything yet.
Yeah, well, then again, neither was fucking Ryback, but they kept giving him title shot to title shot.
I don't know why they did that, but they did.
Exactly my point.
But Big E, man, he's just a dumbass.
Yeah, he can't even talk on a mic properly. Oh, I got the mic down! Like, what the fuck?
I guess nobody will ever forget that.
And now all he does is fucking holds and cradles fucking AJ because he fucking went off the deep end today, fucking throwing chairs at everybody.
Okay, then.
Because I guess like Ziggler said, you know that he got that he dumped fucking AJ, and then he makes a comment saying something I should have done. I done a long time ago with a fucking smile on his face, and she just fucking goes ballistic in the background, throwing chairs and fucking Big E's trying to pick her up, and she's trying to beat the shit out of him. And then and then they came close to kissing.
Lame.
Yep. So I guess this means I have to pre-order fucking WWE 2K14 in order to get the Ultimate Warrior.
Man, even if you don't pre-order it, I'm sure you'll still get the fucking code or whatever the fuck.
Well, since Ultimate Warrior was announced as a pre-order exclusive playable character. So, in July 2013, the Ultimate Warrior was announced as a pre-order exclusive playable character.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, so was Mike Tyson on the last game, but I didn't pre-order that shit, and I still had him.
We'll see what happens.
Cause I'm saying they gave you the piece of paper with the code in the game.
And I'm just hoping this that there's not fucking as many glitches in this shit than there were before.
That's the only problem with the game is the fucking glitches.
I think it's funny how what they put on the fucking, over they put fucking RP rating pending. Wait, come on, but you know it's gonna be either PG or fucking something.
Yeah, good old PG.
I think if Vita does come back, I think she should come back with her old ECW theme.
Well, she's fine the way she is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, come back, you know, with her ECW theme song.
I guess.
Oh, great. Batista's coming back.
Man, ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, it says right here, Batista is not returning to WWE anytime soon, and if he did, it would probably be early 2014 for WrestleMania season. One person close to Batista's notes that he's not going to return at all if he's got anything going for early 2014 with new movies because that his line of work and priority now. Well, fuck you. The Undertaker is currently recovering from a shoulder surgery and will not be at SummerSlam. How the fuck did he get a shoulder surgery? It's doubtful he will be back until his usual pre-WrestleMania return. Shoulder issues are said to be pretty bad at this stage of the game. WrestleMania at 30 would mark 11 years since Steve Austin last wrestled a match. WWE has interest in Austin working the event. If he wants to work it and can get medically cleared, there has been a dear discuss for Austin versus Triple H with the control of WWE at stake. Austin would be representing Vince McMahon, apparently.
Wow.
Man, if they do that, that's considered fucking retarded. I mean, then again, if they put Stokoe in charge, maybe the PGA will actually finally come down.
Well, that'll never happen.
Yep. Well, I mean, unless we, you know, throw a chair at fucking Triple H and make sure that Stone Cold wins.
Well, somebody's watching Friday.
Hey, man.
I mean, for the status on Facebook.
Well, they're on TV now anyways. Find out.
Man, this damn girl, man. She's flaunting her titties and, like, her fucking mustache.
You had me at titties, lost me at mustache.
I don't know, man. I guess one picture kind of looks like she got a mustache going on.
He's perfect for Chris.
He'd hit it. Well, try to. Anyway.
But even bitches with mustaches will fucking turn him down. No, I think that even a chick with a dick would turn him down.
He goes after the girls with low self esteem, and yet they still don't want.
Exactly. And ain't nothing on. I'm gonna give me a bottle of water. I'm gonna play a trick.
Yay, bottle of water.
Yay. Yeah, I'll throw some ice cubes into my bottle of water since we have like this. I don't even know if my mom bought this like really weird ass tray, like ice cubes and shit, like you pop them on, like you put them like in the fucking like water bottles and shit. Even though that doesn't last long.
I see.
Yeah, based up in those things. So we're gonna go with.
Wait. What is this? So MTV is funding part of the gathering this year, documenting juggalos like Spring Breakers.
Aw, fuck!
Is that true?
Where the fuck you hear this from?
That's what this status says right here.
Where the fuck type that shit out?
Becky Bloody Bubbles.
I probably don't even have that bitch added to my page. I'm not glad to know, because I've freed dead people. The Becky is in Becky, or man, Bloody Bubbles.
Man, you should just look up the information and don't worry about this dumb bitch. Oh,
hello.
Fuck. Hey, fucking. Where did you hear this? Listen to the interview I just posted. It's a psychopathic employee talking about the inner works. All true fam should hear. It would be called Juggalos Gone Wild. You dumbass.
Oh, fuck.
No, that's what this person called me. I sure hope this is just bullshit lies.
I do, too.
Wow, that bitch lives in Australia? I had no idea.
Yo, what up, though? What's poppin', homie? Good, man. Just wandering around with Miss Sasha. Getting ready to get up on here. I figured I'd say what up to you right quick, though. What up? Yeah, wandering to a fucking park out here in motherfucking...
Yeah, we'll find it. I'll find out soon.
I wonder if Lori and Chris met up at the Low Key show this past weekend.
Probably.
You think that they met up? You think they were both there and saw each other?
Doubt it.
You think Chris would even realize who the fuck she was?
Nope. I don't even think Chris knows who the fuck he is at the time.
Microwave, why is my plate boiling hot and my food still cold?
Oh, fuck.
Don't you ever have that problem? You heat something up, you go to take it out, and it's still fucking cold, but the plate's hot?
Well, yeah, I've had that problem before.
Well, this person seems to have said Justin Gabriel has a new theme song, and it's dubstep.
Well, no shit. I'm pretty sure his fucking other shit was dubstep too.
I don't even remember what his other song is.
Oh, it's some electronic dubstep crap. Right now I'm fighting with my fucking ice tray.
Why does everybody keep taking pictures of the goddamn moon?
Apparently they're in love with the moon.
Look here, fuck you and the moon.
Now who's taking pictures of the moon?
Jesse. Well, I guess it's something in that name.
That was like earlier,
I was taking random pictures of shit and posting it up on Instagram, and I don't think Myra liked that because she stopped following me. I kept posting dumb shit like Logo Rabbit, a branch. Look, rabbit, a stupid tree. Look, rabbit, a merry-go-round. Look, rabbit, a sewer lid. Even though she probably won't see that because she's not following me, though. Still funny, though.
Yeah. What's as funny as me trying to get this fucking ice cubes out and failing miserably?
You can't get ice cubes out?
If you saw the way this fucking ice tray was, I mean, cause it's not squared. It's like little fucking circles that where you get like ice out and you can put it in like in water bottles and shit.
Okay then. Hey, here's a picture for Chris. Don't hate, fat chicks can be sexy too.
I'm sure he'll hold that picture. That's enough ice for now. Let them out. Man, ice cubes are kind of pointless sometimes, though. They don't even do much.
They don't do much.
Hell no, man.
What
I mean,
do you want them to do?
Man, at least keep my fucking water cold as all hell.
Why does it?
It melts the minute it goes in.
How fucking hot is your water?
At room temperature.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I got two. One I got from the fridge. One I got outside of the fridge.
Here you go. Here's a nice picture. I can actually hear your words being misspelled while you were speaking to me.
Yeah, send it to Chris. Now have a new, let's see, you have a new friend, apparently. Who the fuck's my new friend? Ah, the hot chick with the weird colored hair. Her name is Cora.
I like when somebody puts the right answer to a question about a wrestler, and then some asshole comes along and names the rest of the names he used to go by.
Yeah. I just love when people do that. And what the fuck is this, though? I go to go to my page, and now a fucking thing, like a number pops up by it, like the home button. It says, like, 5.
That's all the shit that's being posted on your news feed. It's all the new shit.
But I don't give a fuck. I don't want to see the number.
It's kind of like, you know, on the side. When you're on your news feed there and it has, like, you know, like, game feed and shit like it. and it has a number there.
Oh yeah, but I don't want to see it at the top of my fucking thing. Hell no.
Why are people fucking morons? Why can't they just choose?
I don't know.
This dude really said both. Two different sounds.
Oh yeah, well, I saw that.
Well, thank you for choosing Tech N9ne or Twisted. Thank you for that.
But how about the fact that Zero fucking posted up a comment saying, "Fuck Candy Crush," it significantly decreased the amount of BJs that are being performed on a regular basis.
Yeah, bitches are addicted to that shit.
Hell yeah. You got someone that says, that's 2 days of missed BJs. And someone else responds, every 10 levels complete is 10 days not sucked. Tattoo.
Oh, and I would like to say that girl that you were posting pictures to my wall of is not
yep.
hot.
I don't know, that's bumper.
Well, then again, who wouldn't you fuck, but yeah, that's besides the point.
Hey, you know what? At least I get laid on that Chris.
Well, there are standards. Do you know about
standards? Hey, let me come on. That dude was dating a fucking 16-year-old for a while. That was living it. That was, you know, close up
Wait,
to
what?
Him.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that Chris dated a 16-year-old for a while.
Who the fuck was the 16-year-old?
I have no clue.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know her name. All I know is Chris fucking dated a 16-year-old for a while.
Oh. Well, that's news.
Man, I wish this bitch would fucking move her hands so that way I could see her fucking pussy. But nope.
Well, look at porn and you can see that.
But I mean, come on. She's on Facebook. I mean, it'd be so much better.
Come on, you're not going to see shit like that on Facebook. And it, unless you got those like pages that I got.
Fucking people just go nuts on this damn fucking chick tattoo as well. I mean, she got a fucking nice body. This dude's an idiot. Jorge Inoa, same dude that wanted a fucking male role model, comes on this dude on this chick fucking pic saying, "Whoa. Now, that's something you don't see every day. Wow, not hating, but not loving it.
And what the hell is that of?
A fucking chick tattoo. And the fact that you can almost see her fucking tits and she's covering up her pussy. so she's practically naked. And apparently the dude doesn't like it.
No, it's not very nice.
I know, yo, she looked good too. I fucked the shit out of her.
Holy shit, that dude's small.
A hulk?
This dude posted that he's single, 22, and he's 4'11".
Damn.
I notice how none of these dudes ever get hit up on here.
Of course not.
Can't go through this without seeing that cockeyed bitch.
Of course not. She's practically everywhere in this shit.
Got like the world's ugliest people in this group, it's sad.
Yeah, world's ugliest and the world fucking... was cockeyed.
Well, that's what makes that girl kind of ugly, you know? Kind of fucking cockeyed.
Oh, add it to the ugliness.
That girl had a beard.
Maybe she does.
No, she don't.
She's the bearded lady. Some Chris's dream.
Yeah, Chris likes them bitches.
Yeah. He ain't got no purpose into it, yo. So. He goes for the hairy bitches, too.
So is that true that the Wyatt family took out all of them people that were in that match?
Yep. They took out Justin Gabriel, Heath Slater, Jinder Mahal, and Drew McIntyre.
Could have just said Justin Gabriel on 3MP, but, you know.
And then, of course, he kissed, of course, fucking Bray Wyatt decided to kiss fucking Heath Slater on the fucking head as well.
Oh, what the fuck? Probably thought he was a chick.
Probably did.
But so apparently, I don't need my phone to be on to go on the internet.
Damn.
Apparently my Wi-Fi works without my phone being on.
Yeah, that works out perfectly.
Yeah, target. Because I can't send text messages. I couldn't call. But I can go on the internet still, though.
That's okay. I can't call or send text messages or go on the internet on my phone.
What the fuck can you do on your phone?
I'll take my cell phone's been turned off for like a while now.
Oh.
Yeah, because I didn't pay the bill, so they shut it off. That's okay. I'm waiting to get accepted for my assurance phone.
I don't understand why Rabbit would post a picture of herself sitting on her sink, and then the caption would read, "Places to be, people to see."
Yeah, cut that, bitch.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing, man? You going to be fucking people in the bathroom, or what the fuck?
I don't know, she just might be. Let's check down with that bud, fucking Jasmine Swank.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Fuck that bitch. Start slapping on these cockeyed bitches. Slap their fucking, just slap their eyes straight.
Smack her eyes straight. Man, you do that, her fucking eyes just start rolling around like.
Yeah, they just might, but you know what? They just might end up looking a little bit better.
Like the fucking Cookie Monster.
I just fucking think Jasmine does look good, though. Oh. From Ohio. But I'm gonna go stalk that Annie Angel chick from the fucking group.
You gonna go what?
I'm gonna go stalk that chick Annie Angel. The group.
Why?
I have her added, so I'm gonna go stalk her pictures.
Jeez, you fucking stalker.
Hey, you know what? At least I'm stalking somebody hot. Who could probably use a phone.
Well, I sure hope so.
Someone hot, but she can use maybe like a few fucking plucked her fucking eyebrows there.
Who in the right mind would stalk an ugly person?
Chris.
Man, that's not stalking. I don't know. I don't even know what you call that. You know who I see him ending up with? I see him ending up with the bitch that we fucking despise.
And it just might happen.
That's what I really think is going to happen here. Man, the only reason we know that fucking bitch is because of Little Snow.
Yeah, I blame him.
Because that one night that he was on here, he brought in two bitches, and then I was one of them.
Yeah, one bitch said, don't ever need to come back.
But Chris is in love.
Don't know why. Maybe because he's an idiot.
Because it's about her personality. Yeah, because that's so great.
Yeah, fuck that. And, you know, I swear to God, this is going to probably end up fucking scaring the shit out. Scaring any angel off one day. Fucking, you got Daniel Rogers fucking typing her on all caps and shit, like, nah. And she's like, dot, dot, dot.
That's like this one girl I decided to hit up yesterday. And it said the last time that I messaged her was last year on this month. And then she told me she just got out of jail. I was like, the fuck?
What the fuck? Dude, this dude makes no sense. Dude, the dude fucking tagged on her fucking one piece. Goes, you like, yo, yo, dog. All y'all lows and let's give a beautiful juggalette two whoops. And he goes, whoop, whoop. Like, what the fuck? Why didn't you just fucking do whoop, whoop instead of two whoops? And it's following it up to that.
Man, why did juggalos have to be so slow?
I don't know.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it really is.
No wonder everybody thinks we're so stupid.
And man, that dude's fucking deaf as all fuck because of the fact. He goes, you got a juggler? She's like, hell no. Ain't nobody got time for that. Hell well, but nah, but for real, just trying to take things slow for now. And he goes, in caps, I date you. She goes, nah, not really.
Wow.
Man. And then he responds, man, shit.
Yeah, that's how girls are.
Yep. Can't take compliments. Well, she's definitely by far the best looking chick in the fucking group, though.
What group's that?
Single juggalos and juggalos.
Oh. Wait, is it that damn chick that has like a million comments on her picture?
Yep.
That same girl? Damn, people still talking to her?
Man, I fucking added her.
Man, why don't somebody go hit up that half white, half Asian chick, man? She's still single. Somebody go fuck her or something.
Man, that bitch is too fucking whiny.
I tried to talk to that bitch, but, you know, like I told you, straight up fucking left, so fuck her.
Man, I tried talking to her, fucking, you know, complimenting her, saying that she's gorgeous and shit. She goes, no, I think I'm ugly and fat. Bitch, you ain't even fat.
And she's not even ugly. Like, what the fuck?
Hell no. And I tried telling her, you know, it's like, and she just kept arguing back and forth. Yes, no, you're somebody. Okay, goodbye.
And now she posts a status every fucking day about how she's still single.
Yeah, man, hey, I mean, you know, I was willing to get with her, but fuck, okay.
Well, can't really get with her since she lives in fucking Texas.
Well, yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying, you know, hey, I mean, she wanted to be single.
Well, I guess an internet relationship was all right, I guess. Dude, that's where the hell's my dog's at, man. I didn't know my dog was under my bed. I didn't realize she was in here.
I bet you sat on your dog.
No, no, she's under my bed. She's always under my bed. But she just started barking. I don't know, she was under. It's not like it's crushing her or anything. I don't even know how these dogs fit under her.
No idea.
Very strange. I guess all that barking downstairs must be my sister coming home.
I think it's funny how you got people up in here fucking trying to get people, you know, trying to hook up their fucking homies and shit. With fucking lust and everything. Like, bitch, focus on yourself. Don't focus on your boy.
Boy, you focus on yourself, man. That bitch is going to go for your boy anyway.
That's just the fact of you. It's a white dude posting up for a black dude.
Speaking of which, the chill call in here tonight?
816. I thought 816. We had a track playing, and then he just left.
Well, I guess it must have been him.
Guess so.
Yeah, that's a random person in the like page. So they were going to tune in, but clearly that didn't happen. So.
Yeah, no. I think it's pretty helpful again. Fucking Gypsy doesn't even tune in anymore.
It's because apparently she's married or Facebook married or some shit.
So she can't tune in?
I guess not. Because that dude added me or whatever.
The fuck he added you for?
That she's quote unquote married to. I'm not quite sure why. Damn dogs.
And that's one thing I can say. I'm glad I don't have dogs. I got cats, they don't make a noise. They just sleep and stay quiet. That's a good thing.
Well, we went from having cats, and now we have dogs.
Yeah, and now you never sleep.
Well, it's not because of the dogs. I mean, I couldn't fucking go to sleep for the life of me yesterday.
Yeah, blame Chris.
No, it wasn't even because of him. I couldn't fucking fall asleep. And then finally, I got comfortable hours fucking later.
Yeah.
That's why I was on in the middle of the afternoon fighting with Chris.
Oh, dude. At least I get the fuck I'm sleeping. I'm going to work out.
Jeez, the damn dog is next door. I'm too. What the fuck? Fucking 1:30 in the morning.
But I think it's funny. Like I'm on this one chick fucking page, and the only comment you see is from this one dude saying "red bra." Like you can't even see a bitch's bra, and he's like fucking red bra.
Wow.
Like what the fuck? What, you got a fucking x-ray vision and you see the whole fucking picture?
I guess.
But I'm gonna get off of Facebook.
damn kids.
But then we're gonna smoke me one more cigarette and pass out for work.
Woo! Okay, bye.